turn left on Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard. Your next stop will be at the corner of 138th Street. Listen as you walk. Maybe you've heard Broadway referred to as the Great White Way. In the 1920s, this avenue was known as the Great Black Way. Many of the theaters and clubs that made Harlem a major entertainment district were found here. On evenings and weekends, fashionable black Harlemites paraded up and down these wide, tree-lined boulevards, showing off their style. Look at the map to see where exactly the clubs were located. One of the clubs on your map is the famous Cotton Club, located on 138th Street and Lenox Avenue. Like many clubs in Harlem in the 1920s, the Cotton Club was restricted to a white audience. African Americans could only enter as employees, musicians, dancers, waiters, cleaners. Imagine the challenge of trying to make money and explore your art in such constrained circumstances. Lena Horne, one of the most famous and respected black performers of the 20th century, worked at the Cotton Club as a teenager. She recalled the double-edged experience of the job.
That was the place that was the showcase for Negro talent. And one had to have some place to show one's creativity. Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, the great Ethel Waters. Negro people finally who worked under a roof in a cabaret that was a little better than a basement downstairs somewhere, and not a tent show in the South. But on the other hand, I was torn because it was a dreadful place with bad working conditions, little money, no respect paid to its creative people, and our own people couldn't come and see us perform. One didn't say too much about it because one then would get all the men fired who were waiters there. And one would get all the chorus girls fired who took care of their families by working there. It was a trap.
By now, you should have reached the corner of 138th Street and Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard. Standing in front of the New Harlem newsstand, look at the building on the opposite southeast corner. As your map shows, this building was originally called the Renaissance Ballroom and Casino, or the Rennie for short. It housed a nightclub, restaurants, and a ballroom. World-famous orchestras, including Chick Webb's and Fletcher Henderson's, played here.